Rick, I just mentioned to her, we do have, in fact, a speaker who is going to address in English why we celebrate. Why do we celebrate International Women's Day? Why do we celebrate Ethiopian Women's Day? Why do we celebrate our ancestors? This is Taito, is our ancestor. So we have a speaker that will address. So I will invite a young lady, Yemisiraj Fakade, to tell us why we celebrate this holiday, this event.
Hi, everybody. Ethiopian Women's Day, celebrate from 22 to the present and beyond. Today in Ethiopia, political and human rights are grossly violated across the country, and this reality translates to mean that Ethiopian women are found in the most dehumanizing and oppressive conditions. The vast majority of Ethiopian women are burdened and seriously impacted by the lack of justice and the prevalence of war and violence. Very young women and children are the primary victims of infectious diseases and are suffering from the plight of poverty, disease, violence, and displacement. Many are imprisoned for standing for the basic human rights and for the welfare of their children. Why then celebrate? We have many reasons to celebrate our ancestors' victory, for it is our source of courage, and it is courage that allows us to overcome unnecessary fear and incompetence. Our past, present, and future. Re-emerging Empress Taitu for her victory in the Battle of Adwa is celebrating great women of the world. Interestingly, coincides with International Day of Women, which is during the month of March as well. And in the month of March, along with the International Women's Day, we celebrate commemorating Empress Taitu, a brave woman of Ethiopia and a pride to all women, a source of strength for building the just and peaceful society we desperately seek today. Thus, it is a time to celebrate each other's strength and connect on a global level to validate and empower one another. In doing so, we stand up for our rights and claim what is our rightful place in the global society. For women are the foundation of humanity across the world. In the month of March 1896, under the leadership of Emperor Menelik II, Empress Taitu, and Empress Taitu, the people of Ethiopia displayed their unflinching defiance to the European colonial power in the Battle of Adwa. This was perhaps the first lesson and proper reply given to the European mindset, which often seeks control and dominance over others. The people of Ethiopia from all walks of life defend their nation from the highly organized and armed Italian forces. In 2 days, the colonial army was crushed and thousands were killed and captured. In commemorating our victory over the Italian force in the Battle of Adwa, we must in particular remember what our ancestors paid for. Empress Taitu's role was not limited to defending her nation. She also played significant wide range of roles in politics, government, and diplomacy. She was educated with the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church school system, mastered the Ge'ez language, studied both spiritual and secular matters. Her Ethiopian-centered educational foundation equipped her with excellent social, political, and military leadership skills. Although Ethiopian women, like many other ancient African women who have engaged in the governance of their society, the role played by Empress Taitu has significant historical and political meaning for today's Ethiopian and, in particular, Africa. Though Empress Taitu contributes to lay the foundation for contemporary politics and modernity, she was deeply centered on Ethiopian African thinking, independent and with courage. This is important to note in light of the current condition in which our country and people are found. Being dominated or in a state of modern slavery has become the norm. We are to be highly vigilant and cognizant of the danger of uncritical acceptance and adaptation of others' way of life, thoughts, and cultures. Being subjected to such realities severely compromises what your own. Without an authentic identity of your own, one cannot have anything else. Our ancestors understood this very well. They did not beg. Instead, they stood firm on their ground. They were high cultured, in many ways much civilized and politically resolute, savvy to compare to the contemporary life and current politicking. They, the brave women and men of Ethiopia, adamantly opposed not only direct aggression, but also they were critical and resisted the acceptance of the Western notion of modernization and education, and subsequent political and cultural domination. This was reflected and demonstrated in her reaction to the aggression of Italy on her country. She believed that anyone who stood against the national integrity and independence was to be combated bravely and courageously. It is this thinking that enables Aitu to lead her people to victory in the Battle of Adwa. Her glorious deeds were based on her true political cultural allegiance to her people and her nation. Empress Aitu understood that a nation might well disintegrate if cultural education and political affairs are imposed from without, when it is not the outcome of the natural evolution of the society itself. Global politics in recent years has proved Aitu right. 100 years later, contemporary Ethiopia and Ethiopians are in fact in the process of fulfilling Europeans' dreams and desires. Though women can be warriors in defense of foreign aggression or their offspring, but to the most part, while most men are driven by power of war, conquest, and domination, women are geared towards nurturing children and caring for the family. This is the truth everywhere in the world. Women are still the ones that bind the human family and provide true security to society through their love and care. They are the central force in building and maintaining a normal, functioning society and culture. They are the balancing force which help us keep peace and justice in the world. This is, however, true if and when women are fully, decisively participating in the politics, economics, development, etc. of our country, for these are realities that affect their life and the life of their children. Even though in the past many Ethiopian women participated in politics, social affairs, leadership, governance, and administration, today very few are in fact participating in the social and political issues of our country. Even though women are more than men in number, and they are part and parcel of society in all aspects of life, they are significantly absent in the body of politics of our country. The question is, why Ethiopian women have almost no role in the body of politics? This is a crucial point because without participation of women, there would be no just and healthy society or people. And most probably, this is why in the men-dominated politics of our times has failed to achieve its goals and to some extent has been disastrous. Participation of women in the leadership, decision-making process, and in all other aspects of their life that is paramount. Hence, we celebrate to remember the past, so we know where we were and where we are today, and where we will be tomorrow, reaching our destiny. Ethiopians must recognize the importance of reconnecting with our ancestors, for they are a source of life forces and the strength we need to regain our greatness and our rightful place in the global society. We celebrate because we know that we will overcome fear and establish a just and peaceful society, of course, sooner than later. Right now, I'd just like to say, in memory of many women who are presently in prison and not able to be with their families or speak freely because they love their country. It's very sad, and there are many women such as Brutukan, Abarash, and many others who are currently in jail for this. So as a people, we should just stand together, and as women, we should unify for a better country.
Thank you, Mr. Magic Zavis Tawaraki.
ንግግር የሚያደርጉ እንግዳ አሉ። ግን በእንደምታዩት በውጭ ሀገር የሚገኙ ኢትዮጵያውያን ሁሉ መልእክታቸውን ያስተላልፉ ነው። እንኳን ደስ አላችሁ እንዴ ያሉና ለዛ ትንሽ few minutes እድል ሰጣለሁ።
ሰላም እንደምናላችሁ። ያሲን ባፓልቶክ በአሁኑ ጊዜ በቀጥታ በአለም ለሚገኙት ኢትዮጵያውያን ያስተላልፋል። የመጀመሪያውን የሴቶች ኢንተርናሽናል በዓል ምክንያት በማድረግ በቀጥታ ፕሮግራሙ እየተላለፈ ነው። አሁን ከቤታችን የደስታ መግለጫ የሚሰጥ ሰው አለን። ነገር ግን ያሲን ባፓልቶክ የተቋቋመው ለኢትዮጵያ ሕዝብ በሰዋትነት ለከፈሉት ጀግና ኢትዮጵያውያኑ በወቅቱ መስዋዕት ለከፈሉት መታሰቢያ እንዲሆን የተቋቋመ ነው። ከምንም ድርጅት ጋር ግንኙነት የለውም። ነገር ግን እነዛ መስዋዕትነት የከፈሉትን ወጣቶች፣ ሴት ልጆች በተለይ በብዛት በዚያን ጊዜ ተሳትፈው ነበሩ፣ አሁንም አሉ። የቤታችን ውስጥም አሁን እንዳጋጣሚ ወጣ ብለው ነው የሆነ ሆኖ መግለጫውንም የሚያስተላልፉ ነበሩ። ለጊዜው አቶ ሰውዬ መግለጫ ይሰጣል። እስቲ እናዳምጠው። እግዚአብሔር ይስጥልኝ።
ይቅርታ ወንድሞች እህቶች፣ ትንሽ የቴክኒካል ችግር ስላለብን ነው። ይስማኛል እርግጠኛ ነኝ። እህታችን ከዩሮፕ ነው ልታሰማ የሞከረችው። አልሰራ ምናልባት ሲሰራ በኋላ እናቀርባለን። ክቡራትና ክቡራን፣ ባሲምባ የውይይት መድረክ ስምና በአሁኑ ጊዜ ይህንን ጉባኤ በዓለም ዙሪያ ተሰብስበው በዚህ መድረክ አማካይነት በሚከታተሉ ኢትዮጵያውያን ስም ለዓለም አቀፍ የኢትዮጵያ ሴቶች ድርጅት እንኳን ደስ አላችሁ ብዬ አቀርባለሁ። ከዚህ በተረፈ ደግሞ በዚሁ በመድረኩ ላይ ለምትሳተፉ ወንድሞች እህቶች ይህንኑ ደስታችሁን ለመግለጽ አበባ በስክሪኑ ላይ በመወርወር እንድትሳተፉ ጠይቃለሁ። በጣም እግዚአብሔር ይስጥልን። ድል ለኢትዮጵያ ሕዝብ። እናመሰግናለን።
ሴቶችን መደገፍ ማደራጀት የወደፊት ናቸው ብለን ስለምናምን ለነሱ በተለያየ መንገድ የሚያደርጉትን ተሳትፎ መርዳት ነው። እንደዚህም እነሱም ደግሞ ምንም እንኳን ሰፊ ተሳትፎ ባይኖር በየበኩላቸው የሚገባቸውንና የሚመስላቸውን የሚያደርጉ የሚያኮሩ ወጣቶች አሉን። አሁን አንዳንድ መልእክት የምትሰጠን ሀክሶ የሚባል ስም የሚታወቅ HIV/AIDS Prevention, Care and Support Organization ህይወት የሚል ድርጅት እህታችን ሲስተር ተመረ ሲስተር ተመረ ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ ቅድም ቀደም ሲል የተናገርኩትን ንግግር ማለትም ልጆቻችን በውጭ ሰዎች ብቻ የሚደገፉ ልጆቻችን የውጭ ሰዎች ብቻ ለውጭ የምናይ ኢትዮጵያ ሳንሆን ኢትዮጵያ እናቶች ኃላፊነት ወስደው የራሳቸውን ልጆች፣ የሙታን ልጆች፣ የታመሙትን ልጆች መደገፍ ተገቢ ነው በሚል እዛው ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ ያለ ድርጅት እኚህ ሲስተር አደራጅተው በመንቀሳቀስ ላይ ለብዙ ዓመት ኖረዋል። በውጭም ደግሞ የእኒህን ሲስተር ጥበበን ስራ ለማገዝ የድጋፍ ድርጅት አላቸው። ከዚህ የድጋፍ ድርጅት ጋር የተያያዘች ወጣት ነች አንዳንድ መልእክቶችን ልትሰጠን የምትፈልገው አይዳ ሀፕኪንስ።
I'm going to be speaking in English too. First of all, I would like to say this is a wonderful program commemorating women. All my life, I've heard about the wonderful things that my grandmother, my great-grandmother, Shawana Shabra, my grandmother, Bakana Shmogas, and my mother, Abba Wasan, it's an amazing thing being an Ethiopian woman because of our history and our culture. Being an Ethiopian means that we have strong, rich culture, and I'm very proud of that. And then being born here in America, I feel that I have the best of both worlds. Thank you. I'm here representing HAPSO, HEWOD, HIV/AIDS Prevention Care Support Organization. HAPSO's main base is in Zandvoort, which is in the outskirts of Addis Ababa. Before I talk about HAPSO, I want to talk about generally women, how gender, AIDS, and poverty is just a cycle, and really women are the ones that get the worst of it all. Conditions of poverty and economic inequality foster the spread of HIV/AIDS, and it is the poor regions of the world that bear the brunt of the pandemic. 70% of the 1.2 billion people living in poverty worldwide are female, and as of December 2000, 95% of all AIDS cases have occurred in developing countries. Sub-Saharan Africa, the region with the lowest gross national product per capita, has the highest prevalence rate of HIV/AIDS infection, the second in the world. Because HIV/AIDS creates a huge drain on the resources of the people and nations affected, it also worsens the poverty of the most severely affected regions. Women who represent the large majority of the world's poorest and disproportionately affected by the vicious cycle. Women's lack of access to economic resources and opportunities violates their basic human rights. Governments must protect women's rights to enjoy the full benefit of economic development. Economic inequality and social disempowerment prevent poor women from controlling the timing and safety of sexual intercourse. Now here are a few facts about HIV, gender, and poverty. Labor migration puts young women at risk of sexual exploitation and creates unequal ratios of women to men, increasing the possibility of HIV transmission through shared partners or sex work. Street youth have to worry about day-to-day survival to place higher priority on hunger and safety from violence than long-term safety from HIV/AIDS. When the primary breadwinner becomes ill with AIDS, household income falters, causing hardships and the need for child labor. The impact of HIV/AIDS could cut the wealth of some less developed countries by as much as 20%, deepening existing poverty and drying up resources needed to fight this pandemic. In countries where women cannot own or inherit land, the wife and children of men who have died from AIDS may lose access to their source of livelihood. Sub-Saharan Africa, where the per capita GNP is only 10% of the world average, has 70% of the world's HIV/AIDS infections. 290 million people in Africa live on less than $30 per day, which is $1 a day. Medications for HIV/AIDS could cost them up to $400 per month. Treatment for HIV/AIDS takes resources away from the important services such as education. The cost of treatment for one AIDS patient for 1 year is about as equal to the cost of providing education to 10 children for 1 year. Prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. A pregnant woman infected with HIV can transmit this virus to her fetus in the womb, during childbirth, or while breastfeeding. In the absence of any intervention, the risk of a mother-to-child transmission is about 45%. NTCT is the most significant source of HIV infection in children below age 10. There were 40 million people living with HIV/AIDS worldwide at the end of 2003. 2.5 million were children under 15 years of age. In 2003 alone, 700,000 children were newly infected with HIV from infections from mother-to-child transmission during pregnancy, labor, delivery, and breastfeeding. Now, by integrating a comprehensive prevention of mother-to-child transmission, programs of preventing and treatment interventions like antiretroviral drugs as an essential part of maternal, child, and newborn health programs, this would significantly reduce the number of HIV-infected infants and promote better health for children, mothers, and families. Transmission can be reduced by 40%. With a short course of antiretroviral drug. Paxil. In Ethiopia, access to care and support for HIV/AIDS patients and their families is limited. Existing care and support programs reach very few individuals. Poor families and communities carry the burden of care and have gone from poverty to utter destitution. Frustrated with the general malaise about this disease and lack of response to this AIDS crisis, Sister Tababa Mako, a nurse, established HIWAP HIV/AIDS Prevention Care Support Organization because of her want to change her country and for her care and support for her people and for women. She organized HOPSO in 1999. HOPSO was started with the modest funds of Sister Tababa Mako's and the contributions of families and friends as an indigenous response to the national tragedy of HIV in Ethiopia. HOPSO involves 65,000 people and includes 9 abeles located in the southwestern outskirts of Addis Ababa. This district is known for the settlement of leprosy patients and their families from various parts of Ethiopia who come to receive treatment at the local hospital. This area represents the city's most impoverished settlements due to overpopulation, unemployment, and destitution. 25% of the total population of 160,000 is between the age of 15 and 49 years of age, which is the age group most vulnerable to the spread of HIV. An estimated 80 to 90% of this population earns less than 80 birr a month, which is $9. HOPSO's programs are broken down into four different categories: prevention, care, orphan support, and community capacity building. Now, friends of HOPSO's who I represent, me, my mother, and me, my mother, Abba Weston, is the president of Friends of HOPSO. I went to Ethiopia in 2003 to visit HOPSO in Ethiopia, and I followed the nurses and sisters of Abba, and we went to the houses of those infected with HIV/AIDS. We saw how they took great care of them medically and socially. They want to go there to reverse the stigma that is placed upon them. They talk to these AIDS-infected patients as if they were just women and men who are fine. They talk to them as if nothing is wrong, as if they're coming in to have coffee with them, and they wash them and take care of them. And they're really taking care of the children, because that's the main thing. Once you are affected and you do pass away, where will the children go? Who will take care of these children? And there are other organizations, but from what I see, HOPSO is doing a great job. Right now, they're taking care of 3,900 orphans. And in the beginning of 2007, they are supposed to be taking on 4,900, and they're doing an amazing job. Friends of HOPSO is based in Maryland. Friends of HOPSO was created to assist HOPSO's efforts and help spread their vision of creating a society free of HIV/AIDS. Most importantly, Friends of HOPSO exists to bridge the gap between Ethiopian orphans in need and sponsorship and the international community. We have a booth outside with pictures, information about Friends of HOPSO and HOPSO's work. If you want to know any more information about how to get involved, we have a paper there where you can fill out and sign information. I'd like to also just say quickly the achievements of HOPSO's international achievements. 2001, they received the African Prize, and in 2003, they received the Center of International Learning Award. In 2004, they received the Access Award. And in 2006, HOPSO Ethiopia received two special visits. One was from the Hollywood actor Brad Pitt, and from then the other was the former President Bill Clinton. Sister Tababa Mako spoke with former President Bill Clinton about the issues of AIDS in our country. And shortly, here's a small article. Sister Tababa Mako, founder and executor and director of HOPSO, spoke with former President William Clinton on Saturday, July 16th, at his speech dedicated to Alert Hospital. They discussed the services HOPSO provided. Sister Tababa has explained to President Clinton that HOPSO currently supports 3,500 orphans, and it has a plan to increase the number to 4,900 by the end of 2006. Clinton visited with six of HOPSO's children, ranging in age from 6 to 12, during his tour of Alert Hospital Complex. The children presented him with cards and gifts. Clinton's visit marked the initiation of a family-focused pediatric AIDS treatment program at the hospital. The program is being funded now by Clinton Foundation, which aims to improve access to HIV/AIDS care for children throughout Africa by providing equipment, medical supplies, and training to the hospital facilities. Alert Hospital provides premier care and treatment services for adult patients living with HIV/AIDS. If you would like to see the rest of the article and any other information, please go to our website, which is hopso.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ida, and we're very proud of her work, and we encourage all young people to do the same. በጣም የምታኮራህታችን ልጃችን ነች። ሌላውም ኢትዮጵያዊ በሚመስለው መንገድ ሁሉ ከተሳተፈ ያለብንን ሸክም እንወጣዋለን ብያምናለሁ። ሌላ እንግዳ መሄድ ስላለባት ስለጀክ ኮሌጅ በመሃል አይ ሆፕ አልሄደች ሶሊዳሪቲ ሜሴጅ ለመስጠት የመጣች የአፍሪካን ኢሚግራንት ኤንድ ሪፊጂ ፋውንዴሽን በዚህ አካባቢ ብዙ ስራ ይሰራሉ. And this is the president of the African Immigrant and Refugee Foundation, Dr. Wajiru Kamau. Dr. Wajiru is from our neighbor, from Kenya. So welcome.
Thank you very much, and congratulations. When I look around and I see all those beautiful women and men, I feel so happy because all over Africa, we've never had anything only for women. Our men, our brothers, husbands and brothers have always been next to us. So I salute you for being here. I'm very, very moved by the young woman who read about the ancestors. Indeed, we can't do anything without knowing our past. And they fought for us. When I sat there and I stood for you, giving you a standing ovation, but you didn't see. So I had to emphasize that. Because what is killing us Africans, irrespective of where we come from, irrespective of whether I'm lighter, whether you are darker, you know, 1/8 of black blood relegates you to be what? Black. Huh? And this is the country that actually decided that if you are a little bit lighter, you are nearer to the white people. If you are very dark, you are at the bottom. In Ethiopia, Kenya, in all the 53 countries, we don't care what we give birth to. Whatever comes, we thank God. And the idea of identity is really what I would like to address this afternoon. I'm so proud of Ethiopia because you resisted the Italians. Throughout Africa, no other country, we fought. In Kenya, I'm now 67 years old. In Kenya, I was a big girl when we were fighting through the Mau Mau War of Independence. And I remember that very, very well. Nobody gave us any credit for it. We were called terrorists. We were called everything else, primitive, and people who did not want anything to do with the Western way of life. And that's on record. Since God brought us here, the Ethiopians led the way. You came here first because of the destabilization of your country. Many other countries, all of us are now coming here as immigrant refugees, political, economic refugees. You understand that it's political? That's who you came here as. Now all those who are coming after are coming here, the majority of them, as economic refugees. I will tell you this, Africa is not poor. Africa is a very rich country. Anybody who always keeps on saying sub-Saharan African countries are so poor, they're actually controlling our mind. So that the spirit that had gripped the ancestors in Ethiopia to resist everything dies. Now, my call to you. My call to you this afternoon, you Ethiopian women and men, who God gave you that courage, you must bring us all together. You must call all the Africans in the city to come together. Our children are failing in schools. That's what I do. They are failing. They are put in special ed. They are put in other denominations, meaning they are less than. And a lot of them are being pushed out of the system under the act of no child left behind. have worked with Ababa very closely. We got all these high degrees. We are not the most clever women in Africa. It's a God-given opportunity. And those of you all that are sitting in front of us who are professionals, we must rise up and take up the armor which was left by those ancestors to make sure that no African child graduates from American high schools without achievement. Because we are too selfish. Now I'm coming to the identity issue. After we were colonized and told that we are ugly, we were not as good anywhere in Africa. And that's why I saluted for you when you say men have got somehow, not us in the audience, have got to take off their pants so that we take over. And I'll tell you why. I love you very much, my brothers and sisters, and my brothers and my fathers who are here. I'm not saying this and as a feminist. I've never believed in feminism. But God creates and puts, I've carried four children myself. God creates, puts it in the womb, and gave the woman the door through which all of us come. So we are so angry that our children now have nothing to eat. In Ethiopia, I was reading, they were boiling grass. What are we doing here? What are we doing? We have to mobilize one another. When I hear anywhere in Africa, people are walking without food, I say no. We must use the intelligence that has been given to us by God to make sure that not a single child, I don't care what country in Africa, goes hungry. We must walk to White House and tell them that Africa is not poor. Somebody is lying to us and controlling our minds. Controlling our resources. If you all have cell phones, put up your hand if you have a cell phone. Put up your hand. All right. The mineral that enables the cell phone to work comes from the Congo. It is the leading number one producer of cotton, which enables cell phones to operate. Second is Australia. Now let me ask you this. Why do we even have Congolese right here in this country, walking here, begging and asking, please, please resettle us in America. And once you are resettled in America, how many jobs do you have to have? Four to be able to make it. And you never see your child, and you never see your wife, okay? People don't even make love in this world. Now, my last thing is to congratulate you, and everybody who is here this afternoon, I want to congratulate you, but I want to actually appeal to your heart to let us unite. This woman knows where I am and what I do. I have a note in my on my desk where I was this morning teaching African kids. They are helping them with their homework and English and what have you. One of the notes said an Ethiopian man came to our office. He had a job. He came here as a refugee. He had a job. The job was terminated. He's now living in a shelter. I don't see why our people should be living in shelters in this country. We need to get that identity of ours where we care for everybody. If I go to Ethiopia today, I don't care which door I knock, somebody will open and they'll say, sit down. That's what we do everywhere in Africa. We are known for hospitality and love for humanity. We must recreate that in DC. Whatever it will take. If it takes $10 every month, $10, I don't care who takes it, whether it's Ababa, whether it's another person there, we must find a way of building a building in this city where our people do not have to line up, where they cannot even express themselves in English to say, I need this. We must find a center where the Africans are going to sleep, where we can all go there and cook jera, and I cook ugali, and you cook whatever else is eaten in your country. My dear sisters, I love you. And as you can see, I always get very pained because because we don't keep the unity. We are too involved in saying, I will do this. I am this. I am this. I am this. We must quit to celebrate this day and take the baton from the ancestors is to say, let us all sign today and find a way of sticking together, because this is a sea. This is a sea. You are only a drop. I don't care how many degrees you have. I don't care how rich you are. This is a sea. And you are only a drop in that huge sea. Therefore, you make no sense. If today we ask George Bush, can we come and you are all here like this? He will say, oh yeah, let them come in. Why? You got votes. That's what matters in this culture. So we must get together. I salute you. And thank you, my brothers, for helping us. Thank you.
ካደረጉልን በኋላ ረፍት ወስደን ስለ ጣይቱ
ቅድም ኮሎኔል አስናቀ አንስተዋል በመካከላችን አለ ጻይ ወዳጆ ትገኛለች በመካከላችን ወይዘሮ ጠለላ ከበደ ይገኛሉ ወይዘሮ አምሳለግነት ይገኛሉ ብዙ ብዙ ህይወቶች ስራ የሰሩ ህይወቶች እነሱም ትምህርት ስለሚሰጡን ወይዘሮ ቅድስ ሁሉም ትምህርት ስለሚሰጡን ያንን እንድትጠብቁ በትህትና እየጠየቁ አንድ ሌላ ማሳሰሪያ የሚሰጣቸው ከዛሬ ይሄንን በዓል የመጀመሪያውን ጉባኤ የመስራች ጉባኤ ለመክፈቻ ነው የሚያዘጋጀው ለሴቶቹ በነገው ዕለት የሴቶች ስብሰባ ይኖራል የሚቀጥለውን አመት የሥራ ዕቅድ እናወጣለን በምን በምን መንገድ ከምን ከምን ከማከማ ጋር ይሆንን ብንሰራ ለሀገራችን እንጠቅማለን የሚለውን የምንነጋገርበት ከወንድሞቻችን ለየት ያለ በባህላችን በባህሪያችን የአሰራር የምንሰራበት ስብሰባ ይኖራል ነገር ለዛሬው ግን እስከማታ ድረስ ራትም ከዝግጅቱ በኋላ ይኖራልና ይሄንን መንፈስ እንዳያዛችሁ ትንሽ ታገሱን አሁን የሚቀጥለው ተናጋሪያችን ከአውሮፓ መልእክት ቅድም እንደታችን የሞከረችው መልእክት አለ እሱን እናሰማለን ከዛ ቀጥሎ ግን ወይዘሮ አልማዝ ገብሬ የሚቀጥለውን ተናጋሪ ታስተዋውቀናለች
ይቅርታውን ከዩሮፕ ከፈረንሳይ መስለኛል አንቺ ያሲባባ ለታዳሚ ናት ኑርልኝ እምዬ ትባላለች መልእክቷን ታስተላልፋለች
በመጀመሪያ በዓለም አቀፍ የኢትዮጵያ ሴቶች ድርጅት ስም ጥሪያችንን አክብራችሁ ስለመጣችሁ ምስጋናዬን አቀርባለሁ። እናቴን ከማስተዋወቄ በፊት ቤቱን ይቅርታ ብጠይቀው እናቴ የሆነችና ሞዳት ማፈቅራት አንቱ ባር ለባለቤቴ ባለማለቴ ይቅርታ ይደረግልኝ ይላል። አንቱ ማለቱ ስለቸገረኝ እድሜ ልኬን በሙሉ አንቺ ብዬ ስለጠራው ዛሬ አርቲፊሻል ስለሆነብኝ ማለት ነው። ያለፈውን የጀግኖች እናቶችና የእህቶቻችንን ታሪክ የምታቀርብልን የታሪኩ ባለቤት ተካፋይ የሆነችው ብዙዎቻችን ወይም በዚህ ሀገር ብዙዎቻችን እናት በዚህ ሀገር ቋንቋ ደግሞ ማዘር በማለት የምትታወቀው ጀግና እናታችን ወይዘሮ አሰለፈች ለመስታወቅ በተሰጠኝ እድል የተሰማኝ ከፍተኛ ደስታዬን ለመግለጽ ቋንቋውም የለኝም። በጣም ነርበት ያደረገኛል። እሷ እና ሁላችሁም ማን እንደሆነ ስለምታውቋት ለእኔ ደግሞ ይሄ እድል ተሰጥቶኝ ለማስተዋወቅ በመቅረቤ በጣም ደስ ይለኛል። ወይዘሮ አሰለፈች እንደ ኢትዮጵያ ዘመን አቆጣጠር በ1925 ዓ.ም ተወለደች። እድሜዋ ለትዳር ሲደርስ በጥር 1940 የ11 ልጆች እናት እንድትሆን ያበቃትን ትዳር መሰረተች። ወይዘሮ አሰለፈች የአንበሳ አውቶቡስ የሰራተኞች ማህበር ተጠሪ በመሆን ለ12 ዓመት ከመስራቷም ሌላ የኢትዮጵያ የትግል እንቅስቃሴ እያደገና እየሰፋ በመጣበት ወቅት በ1968 ዓ.ም የኢትዮጵያን አብዮታዊ ህዝባዊ ፓርቲ ኢህአፓን ተቀላቀለች። ከዚህም በመቀጠል ትግሉ የሚጠይቀውን ቆራጥ አላማ በመከተል በ1969 ዓ.ም ከተወለደ 3 ዓመት የሆነውን 11ኛ ልጇን በመተው ገጠር ትግራይ በመግባት የኢትዮጵያ ህዝባዊ አብዮታዊ ሰራዊት ወደ ተቀላቀለች። ይቅርታ ወይዘሮ አሰለፈች በታጋይ ሰራዊት ዘንድ እናት በመባል ከፍተኛ ፍቅር ከሁሉም ዘንድ ያተረፈች አንጋፋ እናት ናት። እናት አሰለፈች የህይወቷ መጨረሻ የቆመችለት ዓላማ የኢትዮጵያን ህዝብ ከጭቆና ማውጣት እንደመሆኑ ይኸው ዛሬ አሜሪካ በሰላማዊ ሰልፉም በስብሰባውም በተለያየ መንገድ እኛ ወደ ኋላ እንዳቀር እንድንታገል እየገፋፋችን ነው። ይህንንም በማድረግ ዛሬ የተለመደውን ስራዋን የኢትዮጵያን ታሪክ የሴቶችን ታሪክ ልታስተምረን ቀርባለች።
አባባል የኢትዮጵያ አድባር በየምጠራቸው በሌላው ኮሮኔል አስናቀ የተከበሩ በሙሉ ባይናቸው ያዩትን በሴቶች ላይ የሁሉ ነገር ምን እንደሚደርስ ሳይቀር ከመጽሐፍ እስከ ቃላት አንብበውልናል። ወደዛ አልመለስም። ማርቼትን ለማስተዋወቅ የነበረ የልጅ ልጄ እኔ አልሰማሁትም በእንግሊዝኛ ነው የልጅ ልጄ እሷ ጨርሳለች መሰለኝ እዚያ ላይ ቆም ያለው አሁን ምንድን ነው አንቺ የምትናገሪው? እናንተን ማንቃት፣ ሰው ማድረግ፣ ራሳችሁን በራሳችሁ እንድታውቁ፣ እንድትነጋገሩ፣ እንድትሰባሰቡ፣ እንድትደራጁ፣ ማንነታችሁን እንድታውቁ አደራ ማለት ነው። ሴቶች ህብረተሰቡ የጀርባ አጥንት ነን። አልደግመውም። በአይን ምስክርነት ባለቤቱ መስክረውታል። እኔ የምደግመው ነገር የለም። ነገር ግን እነዚህ እናቶች ኮሎኔል አስናቀ የኔ አድባር የገለጿቸው ሴቶች ሌላ ጀግና ወልደዋል ወይ በዛው አበቆ የሚለውን እንግዲህ ሌላም ጀግና ወልደዋል። ሌላ ጀግና ወልደው የእንትን መንግስት የአጼውን መንግስት የሚፋለሙ የነበሩ ወጣቶች እንደነ በህይወት ካለችው እንደነ ፀሐይ ወዳጆ አይነት የአጼውን መንግስት በብረት ገርስሶ መጥቶ ቁጥጥ ያለውን የፋሽስት የእነ መንግስቱ ኃይለ ማርያም ቅጥረኛ ባንዶች ጭምር ሲታገሉ ጠበንጃ በፊታቸው በጀርባቸው ጅራፍ እንደ ድርብ ታጋይነታቸው እርጉዝ ሆነው ታሪክ ራሱን እየደገመ የምናገረውን ነገር አሳጣኝ። በመጀመሪያም መንግስቱ ኃይለ ማርያም ዳሮ ነጋሽን ልትወልድ 20 ቀን የቀራትን ገደለ። አሁን ደግሞ ይሄ ጎጠኛ መንግስት ጋዜጠኛዋን ወይዘሮ ሰልካረምን እርጉዝ ሆና አስሮ እስር ቤት አስወልዶ ይኸው አስሯል። ይሄ እንግዲህ ታሪክ ራሱን ደገመ ማለት ነው። በአይን የሚታይ ወጣቶች የምታዩት ከኔ በኋላ የመጣችሁት የምታዩት በእኔ ድሜ ደግሞ ያለፉትን የማያቸው ነገሮች ናቸው። እነዚህ ምንድን ነው ያመጣቸው? ቅድም አበባም ጠቅሰዋለች። የእኛ መደራጀት ማጣትና የእኛ አንድነት ማጣት፣ የእኛ መገነጣጠር፣ እኛ ሴቶቹ አንድ ብንሆን፣ እኛ ሴቶቹ ብንተባበር፣ እውነት እላቸዋለሁ የወንዶቹ ዓለም አልቋል፣ ሴቶቹ ነበር የምንተካ። ይህንን ማርቼት የተባለውንም በ75 ዓመተ ምህረት በ1900 በፈረንጆቹ ነው። በእኛ ግን 68 ዓመተ ምህረት ነው የካቲት 29 ቀን ወደ መጋቢት ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ በታላቅ ሁኔታ ለመጀመሪያ ጊዜ ሴቶች አስተባባሪ ኮሚቴ ተብሎ ተመስርቶ ለመጀመሪያ ጊዜ ሴቶችን ከጭቆናቸው ለማላቀቅ የሚገፋፋ ሞራል የሚሆን ቲያትራችን ኢትዮጵያ ያለችበትን አሁንም ያለቀቃትን ቲያትር በአደባባይ በደርግ ማርክ ተከቦ ላይ አብዮት አደባባዩ ላይ ላው ላይ ሆነው መትረየስ ቁልቁል ጠምደውብን በታላቅ ሁኔታ ያከበር ነው። ይሄ አሁን ማርቼት የምንለውን በኢትዮጵያ ውስጥም ለመጀመሪያ ይህ የሴቶች አስተባባሪ ኮሚቴ ወጣቱ፣ ወንዱ፣ ሽማግሌው፣ እናቶች ሳይቀሩ የተሰለፉበት ይህን ማርቼት ብለን ለራሳችን መታገያ ሰንሰለት ሰርተን ነበረ። ነገር ግን ያው እርስ በርሳችን ከመካከላችን ሌላው የውጭ ጠላት እኛን አያጠቃንም፣ የውስጣችን ጠላት ነው የሚያጠቃን። በውስጣችን ባለ ጠላት ሁኔታ ሳይሳካልን ቀረ። በዛ ውስጥ የተሰዉ ሴቶች ይሄ ነው ተብሎ ለመቆጠር ምንም እንትን የለውም። ሴቶች አልኩ እንጂ ልጆቻችን ሬሳ እየገዛን ነው የቀበር ነው። እና ይህንን አሁንም ቢሆን ያንን አልተውነውም፣ ይዘነዋል፣ ለወጣቱም እያስተላለፍ ነው። እኔ ቀለመወርቅ ትምህርት ቤት እንትን ስጪ ተብዬ ምንድነው ሰርተፍኬት ስጪ ተብዬ ነበር አንድ ጊዜ ከማርቆስ አጎስ ጋር፣ የሰራተኛ አንድነት ማህበር ነው እሱ። እና ምን ነበር የማስተምረው? ዘማች የዘመቱ ልጆች፣ እውነት እላችኋለሁ እኔ እናንተ እንድትበረቱ ብዬ ነው የራሴን መናገር ፈልጌ አይደለም። እንደ አንድ ነገር ይዘው ሄደው እናቶቻቸው ጋር ሰብስቤ እንዳስተምር ያደርጉኝ ነበረ። አሁን እዛ ላይ እኛ አሉ እናቶች ናቸው። እኛ አሁን አንቺም ተጨመረሽ ታግለን ምን ልናደርግ ነው የምንታገለው? ከእንግዲህ ወዲያ እኛ እናቶች ወልደን የለም ወይ ሲሉኝ፣ እናት እኮ ልቃቂት ትጀምራለች። ልቃቂት የምታውቀው አላችሁ፣ እንዝርት ማለት ትወጥንና ሳትጨርሰው ልቃቂቱን ሳታወልቀው ትሞታለች። ያንን የምትጨርሰው ልጆች ናቸው። እኛ ለልጆቻችን ስርዓታቸውን እናስተምራቸው። ምን አይነት አካሄድ ለሴቶች ልጆች መብት የሚያስፈልግ ወንዱ ምንድን ነው? እሱ ለዚህ ያበቃው ስርዓት ነው ወይ የሰጠው ወይስ በራሱ ተነስቶ ነው ወይ ሴትን ለመበደል የሚሞክረው የሚለውን አብረን እያየን ለልጆቻችን ካስተማርናቸው እኮ እኛ የለንም። እኛ መታገል ያለብን ለልጆቻችን ነው ብዬ ነበር የማስተምረው። እንደዛ ብዬ ነበር የምነግረው። አሁንም ቢሆን እናንተ እዚህ ያላችሁት እንዳልኩት ተተክታችሁ የዚህ ትግል ተሳታፊ ሆናችኋል። እኛ የወለድናቸው ለመከራ ነው። እኔ በ1941 ዓመተ ምህረት ነው መውለድ የጀመርኩት። በዛም ዘመን የተወለዱ ልጆች ናቸው ኢትዮጵያ ምንነቷ የገባቸው፣ ኢትዮጵያ እንዴት እንደተጨቆነች የገባቸው፣ ኢትዮጵያ እንዴት እንደተነጠለች የገባቸው። ግን ትንሽ ስህተት አለ። የሀገራችንን ታሪክ ከሃይማኖታችን ጋር የተሳሰረ ሆኖ አስኳለ በዚህ በኩል መንፈሳዊ ተማሪ፣ የቆሎ ተማሪ በዚህ በኩል ተብሎ በተለየ ጊዜ በዛን ሰዓት ነው ኢትዮጵያ የተቦረቦረችው። በዛም ሰዓት ነው እና ልጆቻችን እነዛ የኢትዮጵያ ጭቆነ የገባቸው ሌላ መጽሐፍ አነበቡ። የተከለከለ ነገር መጥፎ ነው፣ የተከለከለ እየፈለጉ አነበቡና አሁኑኑ ለኢትዮጵያ ሕዝብ አሁኑኑ ራቱን አሁኑኑ ምሳውን አበልተን አሁኑኑ አበልጽገን ብለው በመነሳት እዚህ ላይ ተደረሰ። ግን የሀገራችንን ታሪክ ከሃይማኖታችን ጋር መተሳሰሩን ቀደም ብለን ባህላችንን ሁሉ በሚገባ ብናውቀው ኖሮ እዛ ውስጥ ሁሉ ሳይገባ ሁኔታዎች በሚያስፈልገው መንገድ ይራመዱ ነበር እና ይሄ ነው ችግራችን። አሁን እኔ ብዙ መናገር አልፈልግም። የጻፍኳቸውን አጠፉብኝ መሰለኝ። አዎ እንግዲህ ይሄ ትግል በዚህ ብቻ ሳይቆም በዚህ ውስጥ በዚህ አሁን ባልኳችሁ በ1968 ዓመተ ምህረት ውስጥ የተነሳውን የትግል ሁኔታ በመቋደስ ህይወታቸው ያጡትን ልነግራችሁና እቀመጣለሁ። በመላው ዓለም የሴቶችን ጭቆናና እኩልነት የጎደለው ስርዓት ለመዘከር ታጋይ ኃይሎችን በተለይ ሴቶችን አደራጅቶ ጨቋኙን ስርዓት ለመታገል ይህ ማርሻይት የምንገባለውን መስርተናል። ምንም እንኳን በአሉ መዘከር የተጀመረው ቢሆንም ብለናል። በ1975 ዓመት ከዚያ በፊት ታይቶ የማይታወቅ የሴቶች አስተባባሪ ኮሚቴ የሚል አካል ትግሉን እንዲያቀናጅና እንዲመራ ተቋቋመ። ይህ የተቋቋሙ መድረክ መሰረታዊ ተልእኮ የሴቶችን ድርብ ጭቆና በሚመለከት አባላቶቹንና ደጋፊዎችን ማደራጀትና መምራት ነው። ሆኖም ግን በዚህ ተወስኖ አልቀረም። መድረኩ በመሳሪያ ኃይል በስልጣን ላይ ቁጥጥ ያለውን ፋሽስታዊ ወታደራዊ መንግስትና የአጎብዳኞቹ ባንዳ ሞራል ምንነት በማጋለጥ ትግሉን አንድ ምርታ ወደፊት ከፍ አድርጎታል። በዛን ጊዜ ነው እንግዲህ በ68 ዓመተ ምህረት ነው እዛ የነበሩ ወጣቶች የሚያውቁት ነው። የእኛ እድሜ አሁን የእናንተ እድሜ አሁን የኔ የለውም የልጅ ልጆቼ ናቸው ያሉት እዚህ እና በዛ ውስጥ የተሰውትን ጓጅቶች ጽፌ ነበረ። ይህ ትውልድ ደግሞ የአጼውን ስርዓት አጋልጦ በመገርሰስ በጠመንጃ ኃይል ወደ ስልጣን የወጣውን ወታደራዊ መንግስት ያለመታከት ታግሏል። እኒህ አዲስ ትውልድም ከእናቶቻቸው የማተናነሱ ጀግኖች አፍርተዋል። እንደነ ትርሲት ድላይ፣ ዳሮ ነጋሽ፣ እርጉዟ ያልኳችሁ ወርቅነሽ ብርሃንና ሰላም የተገደሉ ስምንት፣ ወርቅነሽ ካፕቲመር፣ ዘውድነሽ ዋና፣ አበራሽ በርታ የደረሰችበት የማይታወቅ እስካሁን፣ ንግስት ተፈራ የሴቶች ሊቀመንበር የሴቶች አስተባባሪ ኮሚቴ ሊቀመንበር የነበረች አስቴር አሰፋ እዛ ላይ ስዕሉ አለ መፍትሄው ትግል ነው ብላ የተነሳች የተሰዉትን ነው። ብርቱካን ሚደቅሳና ጋዜጠኛዋ ሰርካለም ይገኙበታል። እነዚህ አርበኛ ታጋዮች ገሚሶቹ ለትግሉ የሚገባውን መስዋዕትነት ከፍለው ሲያልፉ ደግሞ በጠባብ ብሔረተኛ የወያኔ ኢህአዴግ ቡድን እስር ቤት ውስጥ በስር ይገኛሉ። ትግሉ ግቡን እስኪመጣ የሚያቆመው ኃይል ስለማይኖር ይቀጥላል። ውሎ አድሮ የኢትዮጵያ ሕዝብ ድሉን ይቀዳጃል።
እስከዚያው ቀን ድረስ ደግሞ ማርቼት በያመት ሲከበር ይኖራል። ያለ ሴቶች ተሳትፎ ግቡና አይመጣም ብያለሁ። በርቱ፣ ተጠናከሩ። ልጆቼ ሁላችሁም ልጆቼ ናቸው። እንደውም በለጥ የሚለው የልጅ ልጆቼ ናቸው። አመሰግናለሁ ስላዳመጣችሁ።
ስጥልን ወይዘሮ አሰለፈች፣ እኛ እድለኞች ነን። አባቶችም እናቶችም እህቶችም ልጆችም በዛሬው ዕለት እያበረታቱንና ለሀገርና ለወገን መስራት አስፈላጊነቱን እንደገና ደጋግመው እየመሰከሩልን ነው። ይሄም ደግሞ ለእኛ ስንቅ ይሆናል ብዬ ለምናደርገው ጉዞ ስንቅ ይሆናል ብዬ ተስፋ አደርጋለሁ። ትንሽ እረፍት ከመውሰዳችን በፊት ምናልባት እረፍት መውሰድ ያስፈልጋል። የተለያዩ ቅድም እንዳልኩት ፕሮግራሞች አሉ። እንዲሁም ደግሞ ከእናንተ ከወንድሞቻችን በተለይ መስማት የምንፈልጋቸው ከእህቶቻችንም መስማት የምንፈልጋቸው መልእክቶች ካሉ እሱንም መድረክ እንከፍታለን። ግን ቀደም ሲል ብዙ ሰዎች ከሚጠይቋቸው እንዳልኩት የሚጠይቋቸውን ጥያቄዎች በየጣልቃው እያስገባው ለመመለስ ሞክራለሁ። ሴቶች ለምን ሀገር ሲጎዳ አሁን ሀገርን ማዳን ባለንበት ለምን ብቻቸውን ተደራጁ የሚለውን ነው። አሁንም መለስ ብለን ቀደም ሲል ኮሎኔልም ጠቅሰውታል፣ ወይዘሮ አሰለፈችም አሁን ጠቅሰውታል። የሴቶች መደራጀት በእኛ አልተጀመረም፣ አሁን አልተጀመረም። እንደውም እዚህ ጋር እንግዲህ በረፍት ላይ የዞራችሁ እንድታዩ ነው። የኮፒራይት ጥያቄ ስለሆነ ብሎ አፕ ልናደርግ አልቻልንም። እዚህ ላይ የምታዩት ሴት ወይም እያዞርን እንድታዩ ታደርጋለሁኝ። ሽጉጥ የታጠቀች ሴት ነች። ዝናሯን እዚህ ጋር አድርጋ ሽጉጧን እያሳየች ነው የምትናገረው። ይህንን የማሳይበት ምክንያት ምንድን ነው? በጣሊያን ሁለተኛ ጊዜ ኢትዮጵያን ሲወራት ሴቶች ቅድም እንዳልኩት ሴቶች በማንኛቸውም ጊዜ በሀገራቸው ጉዳይ፣ በልጆቻቸው ጉዳይ፣ በህብረተሰብ ጉዳይ ሚና ኖሯቸዋል። ግን ያ ሚና የሚያደርጉት ነገር ካልተደራጁ፣ ስርዓት ካልያዘ ውጤታማ እንዳልሆነ በእነዚህ ጊዜ 1935 1928 በ1928 የተረዱ ሴቶች ናቸው። ይህንን አስፈላጊነቱን የሴቶች መደራጀት የመጀመሪያው የሴቶች ማህበር የተቋቋመው አዲስ አይደለም። የኢትዮጵያ ሴቶች ማህበር ብለው ያቋቋሙ የጣሊያን ጦርነት ለመዋጋት ነው። እዚህ ይሄ ፎቶግራፍ ጀርባ ላይ የተጻፈውን በእንግሊዝኛ ይሄ ጣሊያኖች ፎቶግራፍ አንስተው በውጭ የተገኘ ነው። ከጀርባው በእንግሊዝኛ የተጻፈ ነገር ነበረ እና እሱን አነብላችሁ እና ታዩታላችሁ። ምንድን ነው የሚለው? ኢትዮጵያን ውመን ጊርድ ፎር ባትል ይላል። 1813-1935 አዲስ አበባ። The Ethiopian women just come from a meeting. እቺ የምታዩትን ነው እንግዲህ። እቺ የምታዩትን ሴትዮ The Ethiopian women just come from a meeting of the Association of Abyssinian Women where the women's part in the event of war was discussed. Display a revolver የምታዩትን to prove that she is ready to do more than talk about the situation. She is a representative of herself. እና ለኛም ደግሞ አሁን ያለንበት ጊዜ ማህበር አቋቁመው ከስብሰባ ስትወጣ ለጋዜጠኛ የሰጠችው ነው። I represent myself. I'm ready to do more than talk ነው ያለችው። ከመናገር አልፎ ውጤት የሚያስገኘውን ተግባር ለማድረግ ዝግጁ ነን። ዛሬ እኛም ላውንች ስናደርግ የመጀመሪያውን ኮንግረሳችን ስብሰባችንን የምንከፍተው በመናገር አይደለም፣ ስንናገር ነው የኖርነው። ብዙ ተብሏል። ከአሁን በኋላ ደግሞ ተግባራዊ እንደነዚህ ቤቶቻችን እንደነዚህ አያቶቻችን ቅድማያቶቻችን እኛም ዛሬ ኢትዮጵያ ላይ ግልጽ ያልሆነ ወረራ ስለተደረገባት ለዛ ጦርነት ዝግጁ ነን፣ ለዛ ጦርነት በስራ ላይ ለመካፈል ዝግጁ ነን የሚለውን ነው። እና እያዞርን ታዩታላችሁ መልኳንም ሁሉንም ስፒሪቷንም እንድታዩት ብዬ ነው እኔን ስለቀሰቀሰችኝ። እረፍት ከማድረጋችን በፊት ከአንዳንድ እህቶች እና ወንድሞች የተሰጠው አስተያየት
ለዚህ ለአዳራሹም ለወጪም ኮንትሪቢዩት አስተዋጽኦ ማድረግ ምንፈልግ ሰው ይችላልን ባስኬት ነገር አዞሩልን ብለዋል ያዞሩላችኋል የምትችሉት እንርዳታ አድርጉ እስከዛው አንዳንድ እንትኖችን ምንድነው መግለጫ ድጋፍ መግለጫዎችን እናሰማለን ግን አሁን እህቶች ያዞራሉ እስከያዞሩ ድረስ ወይዘሮ ቅድስት አንድ ጊዜ የድጋፍ መልእክቷን ልትሰጠን ትፈልጋለች እሱን እየሰማን መልእክታችሁን እንት
ንግግሬን ከመጀመሬ በፊት ሁለት ይቅርታዎች ጠይቃለሁ አንደኛው ይቅርታ ምንድነው ኮንፈረንስ ስለያዘኝ ማነበውን በትክክል ላላነበው እችላለሁ ሌላው ደግሞ ይሄንን ቀን ምክንያት በማድረግ ዶክተር አበባ የሚመስልሽን ነገር ይዘሽ ቅረቢ ብላ ባለችኝ ጊዜ በመጀመሪያ ይሄንን ማዕከል ያቋቋመችው ወይዘሮ ዓለም ፀሐይ ወዳጆን አማክሪያት ነበር ሁሉ ጊዜ በክፉም በደግም ማማክራት እሷን ነው እና ምን አለችኝ ለምን አንድ ጽሁፍ አትሰጭኝም አልኳት እሺ ሰጥሻለሁ ብላኝ ስለ ሴቶች የተጻፈ ግጥም ነው ማነበው እና በዚህ አጋጣሚ ወይዘሮ ዓለም ፀሐይን አመሰግናለሁ ይቅርታዬ ግን የጻፍሽውን ጽሁፍ በደንብ ካላነበውኩት እንዳትቆጭ በእውነቱ ከዚህ ቀደም ከኔ በፊት በእድሜ ከኔ ገፋ ያሉት ተናግረዋል ስለ ሴቶች መደራጀት አስፈላጊነት ደግሞ የሴቶች ያሳለፉትን ሂደት በሙሉ ገልጸውልናል በተለይም ደግሞ ኮሎኔል አስናቀ ስለ ሴቶች በጣም ግልጽ ያለ ሁኔታን አሳይተውናል እና በተለይም ደግሞ ያባቴ እድሜ ሆነው እንዲህ አይነት ነገር በመናገራቸው በጣም ነው የገረመኝ ለብዙ ትልልቅ ሰዎች በተለይም በአባት ደረጃ ያሉ ሰዎች የሴቶችን ነፃ መውጣት ማቁ ናቸው እና ይሄንን ከሳቸው በመስማቴ እንደገና የተፈጠርኩ ነው ዛሬ መሰለኝ እንደገና ብታጨበጭቡላቸው ደስ ይለኛል ኦኬ ወደ ግጥሜ ቀጥታ ገባለሁኝ እና ከምስራቅም መጣን ከምዕራብም መጣን ከደቡብም መጣን ከሰሜንም መጣን ተማርንም አልተማርንም አንድ የሚያስተሳስረን ነገር አለ ይሄው ምንድነው ኢትዮጵያዊነታችን ነው በተለይም ደግሞ ይቅርታ አድርጉልኝ ብዙዎች ወንድሞቼ እዚህ አላችሁት በተለይም ደግሞ ሌሎቻችንን የሚያስተሳስረን ሴትነታችን ነው እና ይሄንን ግጥም አነብላችኋለሁ ሴት በመባል እኮራለሁ አንቺን በመሆን አምናለሁ ለወልዶ ማሳደግ ወግሽ ለቤት ማሳደር ጥረትሽ ለምትር አመታት ውጤት አቻለም ያጣው ትግልሽ ለተጣለለው ተግባርሽ ለእለፍ አለፍ ግብር ብርታትሽ እንስትቴ እማ እሜቴ የዘር ጽንሴ እመቤቴ የሁሉ ኃይል ውጤት ጉልበት የዘላለም ጥንካሬ የቁም ነገር ውል ማሰሪያ የውነት ጥንፉ ብስል ፍሬ ጥሩነትሽ ተትረክርኮ ከሰማይ ከዋክብት የበዛ ያርቆ አስተዋይ ባህሪሽ ለምድር ሰላምን ያስገዛ ሴት በመባል እኮራለሁ አንቺን በመሆን አምናለሁ ባልሆነ ልጅ ወንድም አባት በሴት ምሽት በጎህ ጥባት ሰንቆ ጭንቁን ኃጢአቱን ሸክሙን ላንቺ አራፉ ባንቺ ጸንቶ ቀን በታየ ተበራይቶ እሱ የበላይ መስሎ ነዋሪ ድንቄት ማባወራ ሁራ ቤተሰቡን አሳዳሪ እራውቃለሁ አውቅሻለሁ በትከሻሽ ጥንካሬ በራቶችሽ እመካለሁ በመንፈስሽ ጽናት እስለት በሴት ሆይ እኮራለሁ የሀገር አድባር የምድር ውበት የሰው እህት የሰው እናት ክንፍ ድጋፍ የፍጥረታት
እንዳስኖልሽ አልፈልግም ከንፈር መጣው እንዲውሉ እንዳናሳስ አይተው ይሽ እንጂ በኩልነት የትም ክትጋሻ ጥለው መላቅሽን አጥቶት ነው አልቆት እንጂ ዘለበቱ ይሉኛ ይልመዳፈሩ ቁንሲል መሆን ቁርኝቱ ዋስ ያኮራኝ አንችነቱ ቁንጮ መሆን ሴትነቱ ሴጣን እንዳይሰማ ይስተው እንጂ ድፍን ጆሮ ባንፈጠር ሴት ህቴ እኔና አንቺ ባንኖር ኖሮ ይሆን ነበር ደጅ ብቻ ቤት አይኖርም እልፍኝ ጓዳ ፍቅር ሸሽቶ ደስታ ደፍቶ ተርከፍክፎ በስቶ ፍዳ እኛ እንደሱ አይደለንም እንደናንቶች አናስብም በግራ ቆን እያሆንን ነፍስ መጽራት አንጠግብም ተባትነኝ የሚል ኩሩ ምን ይውጠው ነበር ወንዱ ሆደ ሰፊ ሩሩ ደግ ሴቶችን ባይወልዱ ሰፊ ራእይ የተሞላ ፈርጥ አበባ ያለም ቅመም እቴ እናቴ እኔ አንቺ ነን እንደ ሴትም ምንም የለም አመሰግናለሁ ይህንን ግጥም ቀድም እየተናገር ያለው በማርች 2001 ማርች 2001 ላይ የጻፈችው ወይዘሮ አለም ፀሐይ ወዳጆ ነች እናመሰግናለሁ በዚህ አጋጣሚ ደግሞ የዛሬው ቀን የተሳካ ይመስላል ለእናንተ እና ወደፊት ደግሞ በምታደርጉት ሁሉ እኔም ሆነ ያለሁበት ማህበር ድጋፋችን አይለያችሁም እና እናመሰግናለሁ ዶክተር አበባ